Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is our Friday night BBS program, Creation Light Shift Healing. And this Friday is February 5th, 2016. And we'll clear the date for everybody. And this is our paranormal show. We'll just see how it turns out here with being paranormal. And here we go. Let's clear the date of February 5th, 2016, the numbers. So here we go. Releasing those numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next we're going to clear the word February 5th, 2016. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, a little heavier. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's take away an issue that you may have. So everybody think of a situation, an issue that's maybe haunting you or something. Maybe a big dog stepped on your foot and it hurts or something, you know. Or maybe you went out to a park and saw some geese and started chasing you, and they do kind of bite hard when you get bitten by a goose. So anyway, here we go. Who knows what you encountered? So let's release that energy. Think of that one situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screens now. And we'll energize as many as you have up. You have more than one computer up or multiple screens. So here we go. Use the word stronger to bring peace into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there in BBS land. So, Anne, are you there in BBS land someplace?
I sure am. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Welcome. So happy to be here. We have a wonderful hour of healings planned for you tonight. Ron, tomorrow, well, let me just say first, in case we have someone who's brand new listening, this is Ron Amatron speaking. His website is creationlightship.com, you should check that out after the show if you haven't already. It has many free healings and wonderful activities that Ron has going on there and lots of information to read. But meantime, stick with the show because we'll be doing a lot of straightening out of things in our lives tonight. Tomorrow, Ron has two special healings and another radio show. So I wanted to start out by talking about the first one, which starts at 10 a.m., which is a change. So if you haven't caught every radio show, I hope you know now that the time has been changed to 10 a.m. And it's the pin release call. And Ron, rather horrifyingly found out that we have pins in our bodies that are causing us pain, discomfort, and worse, and is started to remove them from us. And tomorrow he's going to do a really thorough job for 2.5 hours starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time, so 12:30. So, Ron, let's talk about that a little bit before we start the show.
Okay, yeah, so the pins, they're either from, they're all from parallel lifetimes, we'll call it, in timelines. So it looks like if you've been on any of the calls or even having some of the samples done during the last week or two here on BBS, you've noticed that, wow, I got pins. And then you start feeling better. And unfortunately, you know, we just can't say you only have, 100 of them. They just sort of turn up and show up whenever they do. So you can clear an area out. And we're probably clearing the timelines that are being shown to us at that time, but naturally the aliens can you know, do anything in your life. So you could be on multiple timelines having pins put into you, and the pins can inject poisons into you. It can be tracking devices. It can be for experimentation on your body. And, you know, it can kind of go on from there. So as you get them released, you feel better. What I'll do is release one out of your right earlobe. So we'll do a sample of this, and then we'll do the left earlobe so you rebalance. I want you to lean over to the left with all these heavy pins are in you, you know? So here we go. So right earlobe first, releasing the pins. And who knows how this is going to affect you? There's no way to know. But here we go, releasing the ones that we can spot right now. So I'll just count to probably 1 through 20. We'll see what happens. So 1, each time I count, it'll be released. 2, 3, oh dear, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. So just see how your earlobe feels. And we'll do the left one now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. So I don't know how that's affecting anybody, but hopefully you're feeling a little better. And maybe you had a pain for your whole life around your earlobe, but now it's released. That could be possible. Maybe the poisons are coming out. So, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron. To get on that call, you want to go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, especially if you felt some relief from what Ron just did, because it'll be much, you know, more thorough and a longer time tomorrow. You press on the donation button and pay $30 through donation, and then send your receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and Ron will send you the PIN number you need, the phone number and PIN number you need for the call. Just kind of funny as I'm saying that, we have a PIN number for the PIN call. But Ron, someone just wrote in and they said that they bought the call last Monday and still haven't received the PIN number. So can you just resend your email to Ron and he'll send those out tonight, Ron? Is that good?
Oh, yeah. I've been sending some out earlier today. Yeah, so if you haven't got it, just redo
it. Maybe somehow you missed one.
Yeah. Yep,
right. So we had quite a few, not quite a few, but several requests for some physical type of clearings tonight, Ron. And I thought it might be a really good idea because people will feel very comfortable then for the call tomorrow, I thought. And what you do on these shows, of course, is just samples of what people can have done on their, you know, if they do a full lifetime clearing on your website. But I just thought that might be kind of nice for people tonight. Is that okay with you if we do some of these physical healings?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we'll do some energy work tonight and get people feeling good.
Okay, so we had a request for a pain relief, so that's always a good place to start.
Okay, so let's do that. So we'll first do entities, then we'll do pain. Think of your area in your body that you maybe have pain, have a condition, situation. Like I said, maybe the goose bit you someplace, you know, and you have pain. But once you have the pain, then that will, as you're emitting the pain energy outside of your body, like you know, a strobe light flashing, pain, 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 entities see that, and they come flocking over to you because they want to absorb your pain energy. Well, naturally, the only reason why they come to you is because they have pain, too. So if they happen to hop into your body, which a lot of them do, now you have their pain body, we'll say, in a sense, because it's an emotional body, but it still has pain in it. So you're amplifying your condition with their condition, and you may not have much pain at all. Maybe you worked with a lot of it and got it out, or maybe maybe your body started to heal it, but they came in and gave you, you know, 100 times more pain than what you had before, and you're still in pain, not knowing what's going on. So that's the way entities work. And they're sucking your energy, too, along with bringing forth the pain energy. Remember, if they give you pain, they get more energy. Just think of it that way, okay? How do they get energy? They give you more pain, and they live out the pain. It's like a little closed-loop system there. And so you're the host. So here we go. Let's release entities where your pain is. So I'll count to 20 again to release entities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, so just see how that's feeling for you. Might want to move a little bit. You might feel a little different here. Someone said that their earlobes feel warm. That's good. Who knows, you know, what goes on there. Anyway, I don't. Most people don't really, at least men anyway, don't really probably even relate to the earlobes at all. You know, what do you do unless you have a piercing or something? But, you know, other than that, it's just something that hangs down there. You don't really do anything with it, but women do. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, we have a request for a lung clearing.
Okay. So this is probably, you know, we're in February, and it could be weather that has problems, may have sniffles or something, or lung congestion. So let's first, we'll do one lung at a time. We'll work with the left lung, and we'll take away maybe some congestion there. Also work with your sinuses. So here we go. Releasing energies there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the right lung now for congestion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's do a, we have a clearing on the website for infection. We don't talk about it that much, but it's an infection body clearing. So maybe you have a situation going on where you've had it for a while and you just can't get rid of the heaviness in your lungs. So let's do an infection clearing for your lungs. And again, this would be a whole lifetime clearing on the website. And we'll do a sample for this right now for your infection body. And we're specifying lungs for that. So let's do left lung. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And right lung. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so maybe if you have an infection going on or, you know, congestion, maybe you have entities in there. So let's do an entity release. Remember, they just come in because they recognize a situation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. And right lung. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I'm sure that that was very helpful. Okay, we have an interesting question. I wanted to bring this up. Thank you, listener, for sending this in. When we go on the call tomorrow or for the call tomorrow, Ron, I just wanted to clarify, you did say that people could be on it absentee on the pin call. And but if you're not, I would imagine you want to kind of sit or lay still, right, and just kind of receive the healing.
Yeah, I think most people who get on the calls kind of like kick back in their easy chair or something,
right.
Or maybe you're laying on your bed or something. You know, you can move around, but I think most people just want to kick back and enjoy what's happening. And you know, we have a lot of people who are feelers, and they want to kind of see what's going on with their body as energies get released. Plus, you know, this is proactive for you, so you would also like to or want to request an area, you know, if you have that opportunity to do so. So we'll say that normally what happens is, you know, the call tomorrow, I don't know how it's going to go, but typically because I'm in the moment and I don't know what's happening quite yet, because that time isn't here. I'm only right now with you. Tomorrow, to me, doesn't exist. And so in 5 minutes from now, it doesn't exist either. I'm here right now in this present moment. But typically, we'll be working on different body organs. And if you have a situation in one location of your body, and, you know, maybe there's a lot going on, you can still request that one particular area as we're moving through different areas, too. So, like, if I'm working on lungs, for instance, getting rid of pins out of your lungs, and you have, your big toe on your right foot is hurting a lot, you can still request that when I'm doing that particular clearing. So, always do stuff. So here we go. Let's do another clearing. I want to do one for lungs. In case there's aliens in there, alien critters or something. We get into this. This is paranormal, so we can talk any way we want on tonight. So here we go. Alien critters hanging out. So left lung, releasing those critters. One, and they'll. Remember, we do the clearing. I'll switch over here. Help enslaved aliens. Mr. Oxygen put that up on YouTube. This is sort of like that, too. So if they want to leave and they happen to be stuck with you or they're in you because they want to get relief, they can leave and get out of here. So here we go. Releasing aliens that would like to go to the light or just to leave this planet to go wherever they like wish to go to. They got a bus ticket. So here we go. Universal bus ticket. One way, naturally, because they can't come back. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do some more with the left lung here. One. Oh, boy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And right lung now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay. And I guess since we're dealing with lungs, we'll go to throats here. So here we go. If you have something going on in your throat, releasing aliens too there. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, and I just want to add in there that while these healings are going on tonight and tomorrow through the calls, you want to also say, I command my body to accept this healing energy from Creation Lightship. So during the pin call, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good, very good.
Yeah. During the pin call, we will be in quarantine. And a listener sent in a question, Ron. What is it like to be in quarantine?
Okay, in quarantine, that's where you're not on the light ship, but you're outside of it because you're contaminated. And so all that's allowed on the light ship is source energy and the parts of you that would relate to source energy. Anything that has darkness cannot go into the light ship only because it would be terminated. So you're outside, and this is kind of like, straddling the darkness and the light at the same time. So in quarantine, you're there, and the energies you're being worked with to get rid of the darkness out of you, the programs. So if you look at, you can use the word darkness. That's what we use here typically. You could use the word negativity. But everything is programs. Remember, you're on timelines, and they're created, and the timelines are created for programs to program you, like a movie set, to do something. So you're always being programmed and brought into timelines, unless you're in the now. That's why we do the mind to heart drop at the end of each program. So, I guess we could do another clearing for necks here, getting rid of critters out of our necks. And then we'll work down the spine, too, in case there's something going on there. Remember, that's how they attach to you. So if you have a condition or something or whatever is going on, then they'll put you on those timelines, the aliens will, because they get more mileage out of your physical pain and traumas and emotional stuff. And, you know, they can put some of their own life forms in you. That's why you want to get off the timelines. So a lot of the movies that you've seen about aliens, you know, they're all going to be true. And you're just getting a glimpse of what's really going on. And some that you look at that might scare the heck out of you just means that you probably were there yourself experiencing something like that, and you relate to it because you have a little more consciousness of them doing these experiments on you or being chased or whatever. So anyway, let's work with the neck, maybe your spine here, spinal column. We'll just do back issues. So we'll first deal with the alien critters that could have hopped into you. And, you know, they can come in and not leave. So here we go. You could have had them with you for a long time as hitchhikers. And they could also turn into shapeshifters. Okay, as it's like your body, they can come forward and come out a little bit and look and then go back, like back on the bus, and you never know that they're there. So here we go. Doing this basic clearing for all of these here. So releasing the energy. Get them out with their bus ticket. One-way ticket, not a round trip, but one way out of here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okie doke. Turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, great, Ron. Thanks so much for all these physical healings tonight. I was wondering, too, if we need any planetary releases, and could you also check if the Earth needs to come back into complete light?
Yeah, a little bit here. So it's only about 1% out, so I'll count to 10 to move it. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So we can get back into the now more here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may feel slightly different. The 1% isn't a whole lot out. But when it gets to about 30%, if it goes that far, you just don't feel right. You feel like you're kind of spinning inside of your body, and you don't feel like you're yourself. But the 1% really is not too bad. It still should not be in the darkness at all, but that's kind of what happens. What else? Okay, planets. So I'll do one for everybody here, whatever they want to select. So think of one planet that could be bugging you or bothering you, or one that you don't even realize it is. You need to get a name of something. So here we go. Well, if you're really creative, you might get up your computer and get a picture, you know, from NASA or something of the stars or whatever, and, you know, look at one of those, and we'll release that too, you know. It's one that, you know, is blinking out there or whatever that's there, and you don't even know what it's doing, but you just want to pick one of them. And it could be a name, and, you know, look at it, and I'll release that energy. So here we go. The planet or star of your choice here, releasing the energy that's connected to you through energetic cording. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. We had one person requesting Mercury, so we'll do that here. Wonder if it's silver like the mercury we have here. Very interesting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just wonder where the name Mercury came from, you know, to be associated with a metal. That's interesting. So back to you.
Yeah, I wonder if the planet Mercury is full of mercury. Might be.
I used to like, when I was younger, They had the remote controls for the old TVs, and they had a, it looked like a AA battery, but it was actually a little bit larger in diameter, and they had their mercury. So you could peel them away and have like this maybe a blackish material on the inside of it. It looks like dirt, sort of, and you could squish it, and you'd get little balls coming out of it of mercury. And then you'd eventually, and the mercury would, once the little ball would come into the larger ball, it would like join. Very interesting. So anyway, that was kind of to play with in the old days. And if you threw it,
they used to make it toys.
Yeah, it would splatter if you dropped it or threw it or something. So anyway, that was kind of fun in my younger years, I guess, not knowing that. But anyway, it's kind of neat to watch come to each other, you know, like a magnet pulling it into itself when you moved it over.
Right.
Joining.
Right.
It was kind of cool. But anyway, back to you.
Ron, thank you. Should we also clear, I don't know if you want to do this or if we should just do it on the alien clearing, the different constellations we were taught about as children to look up in the sky at? Mm. You know, like the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper.
Yeah, Ryan's we could
Bell.
Yeah.
Can't think of
sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll do the two dippers. I haven't done this before, so we'll do the small dipper. See how that affects everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I can feel my teeth hurt. It's very interesting. Okay, let's do the large dipper. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll see what happens there. Kind of weird. I could feel almost like metal in my mouth. We're talking about mercury before, but that energy kind of left, I think. It was better doing the small and large dipper, and that happened. So we'll see if anybody else feels like metallic, like having a gum wrapper in your mouth or something, you know? Back to you, Ann.
Interesting. Yeah, thanks, Ron. I remember that being a big thrill when we were kids, you know, that we would look up in the sky and find the different constellations. I think I knew a lot more of them before, but I'm glad I don't remember now. And by the way, you mentioned that Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star song, and I've been watching some TV lately. You hear people singing that to children all the time. It's amazing. People love that song. It's like they don't know what to sing to their kids, and it just comes out of their mouths.
Education, huh?
I guess. All right, so we have a request, Ron. Oh, yeah, we would love to hear from people, of course, about how they're feeling, if they're feeling any relief. I really actually felt something shift, Ron, when you put the earth back. Even though it was only 1%, I felt like, ooh, something moved a bit there for me. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I'll do a mouthwash water for people. We do this on the calls, but I'll do a mouthwash.
Oh, that's very
brand
nice.
New. This will only work on this program right now. So it'll give you a little bonus here, mouthwash water, in case you need it from if you have a reaction to the two dippers here. So here we go. Get a little water container, maybe 8 ounces or something. And you don't want to swallow it. You just want to rinse your mouth off or gargle or something and, you know, spit it out. So here we go. Energizing that for you. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, my God. And 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 again. There we go. Okay. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. I just wanted to also tell people that at 1 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow is the monthly Ascension call, which lasts for 4 hours, and you can still sign up for that, of course, on the website as well. And Sunday is the eight-hour call. Both of those are healing on Creation Lightship. And the Ascension call on Saturday includes the filling of 7 water bottles so that you can have water for the next coming 7 days to drink, up to 32-ounce size, I think it is, Ron, isn't it, or a gallon? I guess you can do a gallon. Which I just
yeah, half gallon to a gallon, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you always want to have extra, more than what you think you're going to be drinking, because sometimes your body needs more water than you're used to drinking, so you don't want to cut yourself short.
Right, and then of course tomorrow night at 7 p.m. same time as this show, and also on BBS Station 2, there's another radio show that includes another visit to Creation Lightship. So it's going to be quite a powerful healing weekend this weekend. And I'm glad everyone on the air here is joining us. And there's just more to come. And we thank you so much, Ron, for all you do for us. Okay, so we have a request, Ron, to clear. Maybe the lungs are connected to this. Someone had a bit of a trauma with their ribs. And so hopefully that could help a lot of people listening, too. You never know what people might have stuck on their ribs.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I can do a rib clearing, so yeah, who knows what's there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll do a sample of the harmonic clearing here, where it's on harmonics. We have that on the website, too. I think it's a whole lifetime clearing. So here we go. We'll try to get the even harmonics coming to you right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're disconnecting the odd harmonics here. That's how the darkness comes into you. One way, anyway. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I think what I did on a few shows ago, maybe a week ago or so, we disconnected something from people. I can turn off your emotional body, maybe. So we'll do that for people. So this is your emotional body being shut down. It'll naturally get activated, you know, when the show ends here. But you can feel some relief in your body, probably, agitation, etc. So here we go, turning off your emotional body. And it can't stay off, unfortunately, because it's there to protect your physical body, but we'll turn it off right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. We had a request. If you could clear our digestive systems, Ron, like, I don't know, maybe entities or aliens. And I just have to go on mute for a moment because I'm sorry, but there's somebody at my door, and if I don't, they'll be making noise.
Okay, so here we go. Let's work with the digestive system. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and more energy to help you out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and let's work with. We often clear some of the snake energies, so this could be little parasites in your body. And it still could be in your intestines, too, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. So here we go. Hang on, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, feels kind of yucky, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let me see. Are you back, Ann? Okay. We'll do something else here. Maybe we can clear parasites maybe in your stomach or something or whatever. So here we go. Food parasites. Maybe it's in your food and you ate it. I often wonder about cantaloupe and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, I'll tell you my quick story, right? So, you know, naturally, you know, if you eat a cantaloupe in the summertime, you know, and you put it in the trash can, eventually you see little maggots on it, you know? So I went, But, you know, you don't want to see them typically. So I thought, well, instead of leaving it out to the air, I'll just take it and maybe I figured flies got on it, right? Make the maggots. That's what you're kind of told. So I put one, after I had some cantaloupe, I put it into a sealed plastic bag, tied it off with a knot and everything else. So it was airtight. Sure enough, they were there. They came out, and I'm wondering, I'm eating the cantaloupe, and it has all these things inside of it that are hatching, turning into maggots. You know, naturally, I'm sure that your body would, you know, kill them, but here you're ingesting these things into your body. That doesn't sound too good. So let's do parasites, maybe octopus energies. So hopefully you're not eating any octopus stuff, everybody, because if you are, maybe you're getting the DNA, and then what happens to you? So here we go. Releasing these energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh boy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay. Are you back, Ann? Maybe not. Okay, so let's do another clearing here. Let's see if the ladies can help me here. I got our chat line up here, so let's see what can come across if they have any ideas here.
I'm trying to get it back.
Shortly here. Orbs. Okay, orbs. So let's take the orbs off your body. So let's how about underneath your arms? And we'll do orbs underneath your arms. We'll do a red orb. We'll do those underneath both arms. So get rid of that color energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do the black orbs now that are underneath your arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see if you have any orbs in your throat, maybe. And maybe your throat, your thymus here. We'll see what happens. So here we go. Releasing, I'll do another color orb. I'll do white orbs. So we'll see what happens there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's release one of those energies. You've probably seen alien movies, and I'm sure you've seen many type of aliens or how they look. So I want you all to picture one of those aliens that you've seen, and I'll release that alien or alien energies from you. Because they are real. When you see it, they're real. So here we go. So think of it now. And if this gives you a lot of benefits, you may want to get onto the alien attack page. It's $30 a month and put that particular life form in there. So here we go. Your favorite alien. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We could try zombies. That's listed here. Okay, man. So here we go. Zombies. If any zombies slimed you or something in a movie. Remember, they can take you when you see that movie and put you onto a timeline. And now you're one of those actors being chased by the zombies. Well, it depends how you react to the movie. If it frightens you, then by sure you're probably there, you know. So here we go. 1, 2, releasing the zombie energy that's attached to you. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3. Oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Boy, still some zombies there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. So naturally, you know, the other flip side of that is probably vampires, so you've seen your favorite vampire movie lately. Let's release the vampire energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and these things can cross into timelines, other timelines, okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. And I'll do one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Boy, that's rough. Do another one of those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if anybody being vampirized or something, you know. So, if you have the mouthwash, it'll work, you know, before you go to sleep tonight. So you can use it multiple times if you need to. What we'll do is close down your crown chakra. That should not be opened up. That's the way the aliens come into you. So here we go. Crown chakra, closing it down. In fact, if it is open, I'll make it half what it is now, and then we'll close it the rest of the way. You can see what it feels like. Okay, so closing it down for 50%, and I'll count to 10 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. and kind of sample, see how it feels. A lot of times you're going to feel your head kind of expand out somewhat and or feel self-contained. Okay, we'll close it down completely now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hopefully we didn't cut any aliens in half. We're halfway in and halfway out, but anyway, it's closed down now. So.
Thank you, Ron, for charging that water. That's such a wonderful treat, and for shutting down our crown chakra. And someone had a question. I'm not sure that we'll be able to fully answer this on the air, but she's asking about the mind loop clearing. And she said, can we send her the mind loop clear list that she heard about on an archive? So I'm guessing that maybe we talked about things that were good to clear on the mind loop clearing. And I don't have my computer tonight, but I will try to find that list and send it out. But do you recall, Ron, what were, or can we just talk about maybe some things that would be good to clear on the mind loop clearing?
Well, I don't know what we talked about then. All I can say is whatever you're dealing with, that kind of comes up all the time. You know, the thoughts that you have. I need to get some water here. Hang on a second.
Okay. Let's see. I'll just remind people that we have three things going on tomorrow at 10 a.m. It's the pin release call, which you pay for by going into donations on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and then you will receive a receipt from PayPal, and then you forward that to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and you will get the numbers you need to call in to participate in the call. And then at 1 p.m. Pacific time, we have the Ascension call that includes more water charging. Actually, Ron will do several glasses of different types of water to drink on the call. He usually ends with a sleepy time water, which is wonderful. And but he also does 7 gallons, if you like, for each day of the coming 7 days on that call. And then Sunday we have the 8-hour healing call where you spend 8 hours on healing of on Creation Lightship. So you're back, Ron? Did I give you enough time there?
Yep, I'm back. So with the mind looping, you may have the same thoughts every day. Maybe, you know, these thoughts just come to you. Maybe it's a negative thought that you're, something that would disempower you. And some phrase or something that keeps popping in. Well, you want to get rid of that phrase. So you do that in the mind loop one clearing. So it's anything that you keep saying or thinking to yourself. Either way, it would work. So just rid of that program. And the program is then attached to timeline. So remember, you're looking at how to get out of timelines. So you have to look at the first causes of why it is. If you keep thinking the same thing over again, you're going to be in the same timelines or multiple timelines, replicated all the time. So you want to get rid of the mind looping to help yourself out. And I don't really know of any examples. One could be that you're in poverty. You think that you're poor, compared to other people. So you may think that you're unworthy of money or, you don't feel good. Or maybe you think that you're, ugly or something like that. And you keep getting these thoughts. And so you want to just keep working and get rid of the energies of the mind loop phrase that you have. So,
could you clear a trauma too that you had, Ron? That maybe you have memories of?
Yeah. You could have that coming in too as a trauma. Maybe you wake up. Let's just say that for some reason, maybe you stubbed your toe, right? And so each time you walk by the place that you stubbed your toe, that comes up. You know, I stubbed my toe there, right? And you've been doing this for like 3 months now, which can set you up to stub your toe again because you're bringing the energy to you. So you get rid of, I stubbed my toe, or maybe Maybe you're walking and maybe, you know, there's a rock that scraped your toe or something or whatever, but you are visualizing the situation along with talking about it or thinking about it. So that's the mind loop stuff. So it's just to keep you trapped, and it actually keeps you in the past, because you should be living your past. You should be living the present moment. The past is already here and gone. You know, that's film footage that should be destroyed, actually. But the aliens don't want to do that. But there's no reason to visit your past. It's meaningless to you, unless you want to live there. And then you have timelines of it. So, like we mentioned, the water will not work on archives. Some of the healings will work. The crown chakra one will work. So they're good for three clearings for you. Normally it's for you to tell your friends about it so that you're able to help them out, because they're probably suffering just as much as you were, and now you're feeling better. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, the last request we had for something physical was for feet and legs and ankles. So
okay.
I don't know what you see to do there, but even though you have already given us the recording to do the out and in of our spirit through our feet, maybe you could do some clearings and then also do that, because that always feels really good for everybody to have that done.
Okay, so let's work with your legs, probably knees in particular. You know, if you fall down, you know, like off of a bicycle when you're riding when you're younger, you know, what's going to hit first? You know, probably knees and elbows, you know, and maybe your head. So let's work with knees and naturally ankles. You know, people twist their ankles. So here we go. Let's work with knees first. So release the energies out of your knees, entities, and pain energy all at the same time, because our show is kind of winding down here a little bit. So here we'll do entities and pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and kind of look at, sense how you're feeling. Maybe move your knees a little bit if you can. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go. Now we'll do your ankles. And here we go. Just see if they feel lighter. They're normally going to feel the lightness, because the entities and things have, like, weight to them. You can actually feel them. And when they get released, you're going to feel lighter. To work with ankles now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. I'll do a little more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. I guess we'll do the bottom of the feet. Maybe you stepped on something that's, you know, common here, a piece of glass, a nail, or a little sticker or something, and, you know, it hurts. So let's work with the bottom of your feet now, releasing your particular situation. So think of something. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Maybe you stepped on a hot coal by accident in your barefoot, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And I guess we'll work up the legs here, work with our hips here, pelvis area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. There we go. So I guess we could probably end our program here, I guess. So tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And since we're first of the month, we'll have our birthday parties, going to the food court for particular desserts that you like. I'll just turn it back over to Ann, so you can close the show, Ann, if you like.
Okay. Thanks so much, Ron. This show was just wonderful. And I think I've made all the announcements I needed to make. Just hope that you'll all join us tomorrow and at least be on Saturday Night Live at the Lightship, which is the one radio show of the week that you want to try to attend live, because the going to the Lightship part of the show only works live. most of the other shows, you can listen to the archive and get all the healings that Ron does. So that's it. I'm looking forward to the pin call. Remember to command your body to accept all the healings. Maybe we should all write that down and put it somewhere so we remember to say it. And as Ron said, too, if there are any particular parts of your body that you feel need work and clearings, you know, touch them and speak out loud to your spirit and to the creation lightship beings.
Great.
And
so,
that's it. Good night, everyone. Okay. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Ron.
Yep. And tomorrow we'll be on Station 2, same time. And we'll, 2 weeks we'll be in Los Angeles, Conscious Life Expo. So hope to see you there. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So we're going to command your spirit out loud, as you should be doing all the time. I think most people who start doing this will do it about 10 times a day. They want to be very peaceful. But it's kind of up to you. But here we go. So commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head. Maybe you're having to do work for you. And so you're knocking on his door, we'll say, or his door, her door, or whatever. And take those thoughts in your head, the monkey mind, the chatter, whatever it is there, that puts you on timelines. You want to have it drop into your heart. And this is also like situations that you think you're in. So here we go. Dropping down with these thoughts, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So thank you. And thank you, ladies. Thank you, Anne. See you later, everybody. Blessings.